What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with BDC. Back what again. Up? What's up, man?
What up, what
man,
up?
He got the PlayStation shirt on today.
I got different ones.
He needs to quit, man. We got to be partial. We're supposed to be like partial news. You know, we're not supposed to have like...
PlayStation.
We're not supposed to be having be like fans and stuff, you know?
You say that, but then you got
I know
Xbox
you talk about back. My ex man. Let me
and it looked real. It looked real. It don't
I'm
like
tell y'all about this refrigerator in the back.
it's like I want to tell you to turn it off. Is it on or no?
So this refrigerator in the back. This is the Xbox refrigerator they released. What was it, last year or something?
Yeah. And
so I was like, cool, man, $100. You know, it looked like an Xbox Series X, and it's all cool. So I bought one. Right. That thing, man. So I left it in my garage for a while. I do admit that. It stayed in the box for a long time. And then I finally decided to set it up. Thing don't even work. It didn't even work. It never cooled down. The light didn't come on that first one, whatever. So I was like, all right, cool. So I called it. It came with a little warranty card in it. So I called them. They was real cool about it. They was like, oh, no problem. You can ship it back. You can, we'll send you another one. You don't even got to worry about shipping the old one back. Just keep it, right? So I sold the old one on like Facebook Marketplace or something. Some dude bought it for like $75 broken. He found what was wrong with it. He said he hit me back, was like, man, I was able to fix it. Cool. Thank you. I really appreciate it. So I was like, cool. He got one. I got one. They sent me my brand new one. Man, this thing worked for like 2 weeks. Then after 2 weeks, it don't even cool no more. It don't even get cold no more. The light comes on. That's it. So
that's Microsoft.
I'm really disappointed in that.
That's Xbox.
Yeah, man, it's just cheap. That's what it was. It's a reason it's $100. I'll tell you that. It's a reason. This is probably like a $50 fridge, and an extra $50 is because it's you know branded.
Like a budget refrigerator.
Yeah,
because
it's branded,
like,
Xbox or whatever. So it's for decoration. I used to keep my water in it, but it don't get cold no more. So yeah, so that's the deal with the refrigerator back there. I'm highly, you know, I like Microsoft for the most part, but you know, come on now. It's just, I don't know. It seemed like I think you said it before, it seemed like just a cash grab. You know what I mean?
I mean, it was something the fans make fun of, and they
put it out there. They made it cheap as possible and put it out
there. Why not?
So.
I mean, hey, you making fun of it? Why we gonna make a refrigerator for real?
That's it. And I bought it, so I can't complain. Yeah. I fell for it. So I fell for it. All right, anyway. So this is Audio Oddity. We'll get into it. Today we got a couple of news stories today. We'll just hop right into it, man. So what's up?
Let's get into it.
What you got first? Go ahead.
I'm a Cowboy fan, and the Eagles are still undefeated, so I'm still mad. So
we're not. Well, the Cowboys they're doing pretty good though. That was only like their second loss.
Second loss, yeah, that's a rival game though.
Yeah, so it's second loss. They probably won't win the division this year.
Those rival games, like, it don't matter who wins. I mean, it matters who wins. It don't matter how many wins and losses they had. The Cowboys lost.
Eagles real good this year, so I mean,
yeah, the six and people keep saying that. The fans keep saying, "Oh yeah, we still undefeated for now."
Yeah,
so they know.
Eagles is decent this year.
Have they ever had a team that went undefeated the whole season?
Miami 72. Miami 72, New England 2018 or 20. It was a Randy Moss team. I can't remember what year it was, but they almost did it. They lost the Super Bowl to the Giants though.
Yeah. That's worse right there. Go undefeated and lose the Super Bowl.
Miami 72 is the only team to go undefeated during the season, win the Super Bowl. But, anyway, man, let's get into this game and stuff. So, let's see. What we got up today? Let's talk about this. This is going to be the latest news. We're doing this on a Monday, so a little later than usual. And I caught this one this morning, actually. And I was talking to you about it a little bit before. And since you don't know about it, I can go ahead and let's discuss. So Sony is saying that they're going to cancel. Man, Sony too much, man. I'm going to dive deep into this. They're saying they're going to cancel, they're thinking about May, cancel their showcase because they don't want to strengthen Xbox's case that about the, you know, the purchase of Activision, you know?
Yeah.
So let me explain it. Basically, Sony, you know, you remember Sony's saying, oh, you know, they can't buy Activision, it's going to hurt us, you know, whatever, right? So Microsoft counteracted with like, no, it won't. It's not going to hurt y'all. Like, y'all got all kind of third-party
I've
games.
I've seen where they said that Sony's too big to fail.
Yeah, they're too big to fail. They got all kind of third-party games. And I think Microsoft even went as far as to say, like, even if we took, like, every single player that plays Call of Duty on PlayStation came over and played it on Xbox now, like, y'all still have more players than us. Like, more people will still be playing your console. You know what I mean? That was their argument. So basically, their argument is like, this ain't gonna hurt y'all at all. Why y'all bitching?
I mean, it
like,
could be done. I mean, Nintendo don't have Call of Duty, and Switch is one of the most
exactly. And Nintendo don't got a lot of things, and they do just fine. Like,
they don't have Madden.
Yeah, Nintendo ain't getting Call Gotham. Nintendo not getting Gotham Knights. You know what I mean? You know that new Batman game? Like, they ain't. You don't see. You know what I mean? So that's the gripe. But so Sony is thinking about. The reason they think about canceling this event because this event is showing off a bunch of third-party games they're going to get. So they're thinking if they show all that off, then it kind of strengthens Microsoft's argument of, like, it really ain't going to hurt them because look what they got. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
it's just crazy, though, man. Sony is like, I don't even understand it. It's just because they have to do it? Is it the investors, like, get out there and fight? Like, it seems like they just way too worried about this, like way too worried. I don't know. I just don't understand it. And it think about that though. They said, you know, Microsoft said if every single Call of Duty player came over to Xbox, they still wouldn't have as many players as PlayStation, you know, like still. So, but PlayStation still like, they legit trying to stop this. Like, they legit don't want this to happen. And but on the Microsoft end of it, though, I would like to say on the Microsoft end of it, Microsoft need to try to stop acting like they just look like they're a lot like this little small gaming company, too, though. Like, Microsoft is worth more as a company. Like, we talking two PlayStations. You know what I mean? Microsoft is like a $1 trillion company, and Sony, I think, is only like a billion dollar. It's probably like high billions, you know, probably 500, 600, 700, 800 billion, but they still only worth like in the billions. And Microsoft is valued as a $1 trillion company. So Microsoft is bigger as a whole. So it ain't just about video games. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
You know, overall speaking, Microsoft could like theoretically buy Sony. Like, that's how much money they got as a company as a whole. Like, they could buy them. Like, you know what I mean? If they ever went up for sale, they could buy them. I mean, hell, they paid, what, 60, 70 billion for Activision? You know what I mean? That's like one third of the worth of Sony. So, like, Microsoft needs to stop acting like this is like, oh, you know, we just some little gaming company. We barely look at PlayStation. We're barely making it. You know, we can't compete. Like, come on now. We do know
they
you do other things.
Systems.
Yeah, they compare the systems. Yeah, but we do know you do other
on
things.
System, right? On systems, Sony got them by a lot.
Yeah, Sony do. Yeah, Sony got them by a lot in systems. But as a company as a whole, Microsoft is a lot bigger than Sony. So, like, you know, and I understand the reasons. Like, you also don't want Microsoft going around just buying up everything, you know, buying up the competition either. You know,
yeah, I mean, we all know why they're doing this kind of stuff, because they don't have games.
Yeah, exactly. They don't got games. Yeah, you don't got games. You're not making games. You're going to have to buy some games. So that's what they're doing. They're buying developers.
They're trying to do the lazy way. That's the one thing I see it as, the lazy way out of it.
Instead of hiring better, you know, I guess hiring.
Developing early.
Yeah, developing games, hiring better people and stuff. It's easier just to go get something that's already made, especially when you got the money to do it. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I just struck that as weird that they're even, you know, talking about canceling their showcase just because they don't want, you know, don't want it to seem helpful for Microsoft, you know. They want to play the card of, oh, we ain't got no third-party games, you know what I mean? Well, y'all know y'all got third-party games. Y'all know y'all got first-party. Like, the first-party games alone carry that system, you know, carry PlayStation by itself. So, I don't know. It all just seems kind of ridiculous. But I do feel like it's going to go through, like it's, you know, it's going to happen eventually. This is going to be done. It's going to go through. So anyway, I just want to touch on. I know you didn't know much about that one because it just came out like.
Yeah, I don't see it on no big sites or nothing. That's why
I got this is on Game Rant right now. I saw it on Twitter earlier, and I started digging into it. But yeah, but anyway, let's stick with we'll stick with Sony and money and all that. So, and I want to hear your opinion on this one. So, you know the game Ark Survival Evolved, right? It's that game. It's a multiplayer where you like ride dinosaurs and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't worry too much about it. That game is a glitchy mess.
Yeah, but you know what it is, right?
Yeah, I know what it is.
So Sony paid $3.5 million to give it away on PS Plus to make it the PS Plus game of the month, right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and Microsoft paid $2.5 million to just put it on Game Pass for 6 months. Actually, I read somewhere where this was like a three-year deal. It was not only a three-year deal, but they're going to get part two. It's going straight to Game Pass also. So we always wonder about the economics of this stuff. Like how are these developers making money if everything, you know what I mean? And all that.
Yeah.
So do you feel like Sony overpaid that $3.5 million just to give it away for the month?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a lot of money, but Sony's been killing it. I keep trying to, what's this noise on my computer? I think Sony's been doing a really good job with their games, with their free-to-play games like that. Like, to me, like they still got that going for them.
Yeah, their and pluses, that's like,
a thing in the past with Microsoft. So, I mean, I don't got the money like Sony to be doing that. I think that's a lot, but I mean...
In the big picture, it might not be that, you know, if you're looking at
this noise, I keep hearing. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, it is a lot of money, and it seems like, you know, I think it just looks like a lot of money for a lot of people, and I think people are going to talk about it regardless. But
I wonder why Microsoft got such a better deal. I mean, they put it for $1 million less. They got to put it on Game Pass.
What's the time frame on it though? Like, was it the same? You know, that game has been out.
Yeah, it said they're keeping it on Game Pass for 6 months, and then they pay like another $3 million, and they're gonna get part two of it. It's coming straight to Game Pass, day one.
And that game looks like a dead game. Like it might get canceled.
Yeah,
you know, they've been talking about that game for 2 years with Vin Diesel with two trailers so far.
I ain't never played it.
People don't even know if it looks the same. If it's gonna be even the same game, you know.
Yeah, I only heard of one person that ever played it, and they seem to like it, but I never played it. They say you like ride around on dinosaurs and hunt.
It is a popular game, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Top game on the I know on the Xbox is like top 50, like it's like top like 20 or something like that. Or
so I didn't even write this one down, but another thing I heard was some kind of court documents came out, all kind of court stuff's coming up because of all this with the Activision, all that. But Game Pass made like in 2021, Game Pass made like $16 billion or something like that. And so, I mean, I don't know, that wasn't profit, that's just what they made. They didn't say it was profit. So, I mean, I guess that ain't, because remember, it was a big question about, oh, is Game Pass making any money? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they made $16 billion in 2021. So I guess it's working. Whatever they're doing, I guess is working. And I don't know how much they, you know, you say $16 billion. I don't know if they're spending $15 billion to put games on there. I don't know. And they only coming out $1 billion to the good. Either way, though, that's making some damn money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Game Pass is very profitable. I guess that answer not very profitable, but it is making money. We do know that. We don't know the profit margins, but we do know Game Pass does make money. And of course it makes money, because otherwise why would they keep doing it, right?
Yeah,
they would have been shut it down. All right. Next thing coming up, Nintendo. It used to be your favorite system. Nintendo.
Sorry, I'm trying to get to stop this noise. This noise keeps popping up on my computer. It keeps popping up.
What is it?
I don't want to mess up the noise, the sounds. You can't hear it?
I can't hear it.
Okay, I mean, I guess as long as you can't hear it.
Yeah, I can't hear it in my headphones.
As long as you can't hear it, it's good then. I don't want that to keep being You know, the noise or whatever.
I can't hear.
Okay, cool. If you don't hear it, then I guess it won't pick up. Yeah. I just want to make sure it don't be, because it keeps doo 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 doo.
Yeah, I can't hear it. Nintendo's cracking down on explicit content, sexual explicit content. So I guess there'd be no more of that letting anything in the eShop like they was before. Because, man, they used to, it didn't matter. You go read the list of Switch games coming out for the week, it'd just be anything. It's like nobody even look at what's coming in there. So I guess they're going to start cracking down on that, which you would think Nintendo would have been doing that because they're like a family company. They make like kind of wholesome.
They got a lot of games in there, like a lot of gay games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Games where you cheat on your wife.
Yeah, and all kind of stuff.
You dating this guy, you dating, and then you got to handle, like, talk to them, do text messages. And, you're on an island, fantasy. It's we can't get game chat or messages.
But you're going to let this in
there. They're going to release this stuff. Yeah. Don't make no sense.
So I guess they cracking down on all that. I didn't heard all kind of.
They decided to crack down after like 5 years of it.
Yeah, I guess some. Because, it's so bad. I know Game Scoop, they do like a weekly thing on it. Like they made it a bit on their show. They call it Nintendo Quality Control, where they read through the games of the week. And like it's all these messed up games. That eShop that you can buy on eShop right now,
You can't even see the good games on that system that much because it's like between like now today and like I say the end of the month, it's about 50 games coming out this week of like these indie games that you never even heard of and like cell phone games, and it's like when you get on the store you got to go down a list.
Yeah.
They don't even have a full list because they only have like. Probably about 50 some games on that list that they could probably put. So you got like 40 some games coming out between now and 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Of just these games you never heard of. And then you get to the list of, oh, okay, here go Bayonetta for next week. It took me 10 minutes to get down the list.
You get to Bayonetta. Yeah.
But then the store is so laggy and like, slow that, you waiting for the bubble and the little bubble pop up. And like, they got to fix that stuff. Like, it's not. What do you call it? It don't look cool at all. Like it's a term you use for it, but it don't look nice at all. Like, you get to the store to look at stuff, like it's annoying to find stuff. Like if you're looking for something, you just wanna just type in the name really, just to get straight to it. You don't gotta worry about going like dealing with all the bubbles and loading and
Yeah, you're absolutely right though, because I got like, I don't know, I got like $10-$15 credit on the Nintendo eShop. So I was like, oh, I'm going to buy me something, right? So I got on there to, like, look for, like, cool. And it's just so much trash. Like, the first three pages was stuff I never even heard of, And, they put their marquee stuff up, like Mario Kart and, and stuff like that. But
yeah, that's, like, in the top selling.
Yeah, but if you look for, like, just game, different games and stuff, like, you have to weed through
it. You got to kind of separate that stuff a little bit because it makes your shop look weak. Like, you got these games is like over Mario Kart and stuff just because they're 99 cents.
Yeah,
so, all the top games this week is some bootleg game you never heard of. Why is it top game? Oh, okay, it's 99 cents.
Yeah,
it's 50 cents.
Yeah, so I'm glad they kind of cleaning up. They starting the process of cleaning up the eShop because the eShop does need cleaning up. All right, man. Let's
just
move on.
They just did the app. They just redid the app a little bit, and the app is pretty nice.
Yeah.
After like 5 years of beta, it's been in.
All right. The last thing I got here is G4. I don't know if you ever even did you watch G4 back in the day? Attack of the Show.
Oh, I watched like
X-Play.
X-Play with Morgan Webb, Adam Sandler, Adam Sandler. What's his name?
Sessler. Adam Sessler.
Morgan Webb is the one I always remember because she was pretty nice looking. That used to be at one point where I used to look at for my reviews and stuff like that.
That's what everybody went for their reviews back then because we didn't really.
I used to always be interested in what they thought of a game.
Yeah, we didn't have social media like that.
I can't wait for X-Play.
Yeah, we didn't have social media like that, so we got all our game reviews from like X-Play. But so you remember they shut down, a long time ago. Then they recently reopened last year, and they didn't even make a year, man. They shut down again.
Yeah, I didn't pay no attention to that. Like, it's just like,
I don't even
to me,
know. I
social
don't know
media
where
is
it
so
was.
big, like IGN, GameSpot, and
Yeah.
Twitter, and just
So yeah.
what's the other one? Riddick or
Reddit. Yeah, Reddit. So yeah, it came back and I didn't even know where it was. Like, I couldn't even tell you where, you know what I mean? Like,
Like, you would have been smart enough. You know, I mean, you would at least put it like on IGN or make some kind of deal with like a like GameSpot or something. Or like nobody, I'm not going to get on my cable station or cable to go look at game
see,
news and
I don't even know.
reviews
Was
and
it on? I don't even know if
Attack
it
of the
was on
Show.
cable.
And
I couldn't even
yeah,
tell
I
you
don't
if it
know.
was
Did
like
they
an
have Attack
actual
of the
channel.
Show and all that? Like them
Yeah,
shows
they brought it
or?
back. They brought back X-Play. What's his name? Danny was on X-Play now. Danny, I can't even think his last
They
name.
might as well just did like a network. It would have been better if they just did a network.
Yeah, Danny Pena. He was on
If you had a
X-Play.
network, you could have had like a, you could have teamed with like IGN or something, and you go to this network,
Yeah.
you see IGN, you see this, you see that. But
But what
that's
they
a
should
thing
have
in the
did,
past, like, you know, like it's
so
almost like Toys R Us. Like, you know,
yeah,
you hear about they bringing it back,
for
but are they
what?
really, like, do you still see Toys R Us? Because I don't see it. Apparently
I
they
don't
got them
know.
around.
They don't got one where I'm
Apparently
at.
they reopening them, and then you know they already start reopening them, and you know this is like, do you really need a dedicated toy store to go to? You know,
Yeah, with
like video games,
Amazon
you
and
really
yeah.
need a dedicated. It's not enough video game news in a day sometimes. That's why if you go to IGN, you know, and stuff like that, sometimes you get on IGN, it's nothing video game related
Now
on
they
there for
do
the day.
shows and
You all TV
movies
shows and She-Hulk and
and then they put
Mr.
up, they
Egg.
revisit a lot of different, they'll
Yeah, because
revisit
they'd be out
like
of
old
business if it was
stories.
just
Yeah.
video games. Because, you know, realistically, you know, a lot of people have been struggling, and with the pandemic still going, it's not disappeared yet. A
Yeah.
lot of these studios and stuff is still struggling, and it's not their responsibility to report something every day, you know. And this is like, you know, a lot of these game sites rely on clickbait. I see IGN just start they just repost something they repost last week. They
Yeah,
start doing that a lot. That's how you
repost. Yeah,
know.
that's what I was saying.
They'd be like, yeah.
So, but
I
I
hate when they
think
post those articles. Oh, here go where you reserve Call of Duty. These are the places to reserve them at. Do you really need that? It's an
I
article.
think G4 should have went like IGN and like started off as just like a news website, like went back to the roots like that. And then like also like IGN, they don't have a cable channel, but I noticed on like my it's which TV is that? Vizio? On my Vizio TV, if you go to like
Yeah.
those free channels they offer digitally or whatever, IGN has a channel on there where you can go watch their stuff. But it's the same stuff they like put up on YouTube and all that. But you can go watch it on there. And they should have did something like that and not tried to launch like a whole cable network. You know what I
Cell
mean?
phones kind of killed it a little bit, you know, too. Like, why go on my cable station or whatever when I
Yeah.
could just look at my phone and
I mean, I
find out
only
all
know
the
a
news?
hand. I mean, to be honest, I only know a handful of people these days that still got cable like that. You know what I
Yeah, I
mean?
mean, I got YouTube TV, but I'm not
Yeah.
going no G4 to look at no news. I mean, I'm more if you want people to go on your network, at least put it on you, at least make a deal with YouTube or something, or
Yeah.
YouTube is popular.
Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, it didn't make it. Less than a year. It lasted less than a year this time, and. And from what I understand, you know, it was owned by Comcast. They kind of snuck them. Like this happened just like yesterday. They were just like, "Yo, by the way, we shut down." Like they didn't tell nobody, give anybody the employees and stuff any warning or anything. They did some big layoffs too, like earlier in the year, I think. Remember that round of layoffs everybody was going through for different companies? I think they were wrapped up in that, and then yesterday they decided just to pull the plug. Which is messed up, man. You should at least like you know you're going out of business. Like you could at least give these people a heads up, couple of weeks, months, whatever. Hey, look, we might not be around in a couple of months. Y'all might, but they want you to keep working to the last minute. You know what I mean? So
I
yeah, it's kind of
mean,
messed
yeah,
up.
it's part a lot of money and time they didn't really put into it. I mean,
Yeah.
you can survive and do it if you really wanted to, but I never seen nothing that made me want to go back to it. Like, you know, like back in the day, they had Morgan Webb was really, you know, considered really, really hot, and X-Play was just cool. You know, I don't
Yeah,
know what they
but
can
you didn't
do.
have
You
any
know, they had a
choices
Xavier
either, though.
Buzz from the New Day,
What
you
was it
know, part of
was?
one of the shows, and
Yeah, you didn't have much choice. It was like X Play or
yeah.
go find like a a magazine, gaming magazine or something. That's it. Like those are
They
your
still had, I
choices.
mean, IGN and GameSpot around, but
But
back then it seemed like they was more creative.
And not only that, who had internet? Like, who you knew with internet in our hood? Like, you know what I mean? Nobody had internet like that in our hood. You know,
I mean, you could be more creative, and maybe it's a licensing thing, you know, where they can't get a lot of these people, or, you know, reality shows.
Yeah.
With Ninja and Fortnite events, yeah, or, you know, but it's this part sometimes they didn't want to put into. Like, you know what? We don't want to put into this.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that I couldn't even tell you where to watch it at, that says a lot about it. You know what I mean?
And when I seen it, I thought it was already dead. I'm like, oh, they reporting like stuff that's already happened. Like, this, I didn't know they came. I knew they came back some shows. But I didn't know the whole network. Yeah. I didn't know the whole network came back. Like, I was like,
yeah, the whole network came. They even brought back, I think, some of the old. It wasn't Morgan Webb, but I think Sessler might have been involved, and that one guy from Attack of the Show. I think he might have been on there.
I mean, but, didn't they just kill like Cartoon Network or something like that?
I heard rumors they were talking about it, killing Cartoon Network.
Because I seen people talking about No and RIP.
Yeah, I heard rumors of Cartoon Network might be getting canceled or taken off or whatever, but I don't know. Cartoon Network will survive. A lot of these
people always want to say something. They always got their opinion on stuff going, but then like you be like, when was the last time you went to watch Cartoon Network?
Yeah, really. I ain't.
I watch Netflix and stuff like that.
Really. But you watch them shows when they come to the streaming services, them Cartoon Network shows, yeah. But to like, actually get them.
It's a cat out my window. I used to go to like Best Buy and stuff like that. Like, you know, when like a lot of these like TV shows and movies and music and stuff like that, like to me, it's just in our day now, like in this day and age, it's like it's nothing's the same like that no more.
Yeah,
like, you know, everybody is nothing new that you could tell somebody, or it's nothing new like music wise, because it's like you can always go on like, you know, on Spotify and stuff like that. And you know, nowadays is like, you know, even video game news, like if something's breaking news, I get like a notification on my phone.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, a lot of these, like, you know, G4, I think, you know, they might be gone, but I'm pretty sure a lot of the stuff they had or some of the shows and stuff they have will be on YouTube maybe.
Hopefully.
You know, they might just go to YouTube or something like that. I'm pretty sure like everything's not going to completely go away, but back in the day, you know, you just focused on your TV more. Like, you know, I used to look at tournaments and
because you ain't got
like, and a lot of this stuff is on Twitter now, and not Twitter, Twitch.
Twitch, yeah.
Like, you know, I want to go gaming stuff. You look at tournaments and stuff. I'm not going to G4. I'm going to Twitch. You know, most of the stuff is going to be on there regardless. So
yeah, because you didn't have much of a choice. I mean, that's just what it was back then. Now you have, you know, anything you want to know is at the touch of your
fingertips. And then you had internet restriction back then too. You know, you just couldn't be on the internet all day.
Nah, I remember my first one. I had that AOL 600-hour disk or whatever. Had that dial-up. You couldn't use the phone same time you use the internet.
Yeah, you'd be playing a video game.
Somebody called, cut off completely. Call you. Yep.
And then Sony got smart, and they made it to where you had to have, like, I think, like, DSL.
A little faster.
It was somewhere it won't get interrupted. Because, like, the first one, it'll cut off. Like,
It was hooked, directly to your phone line. And I used to get on there, man. When I go to work, get on there, look at shoes for hours. Look at shoes.
That's such a horrible idea, too. Because, like, the girl you talk to from your school or whatever, or your friends, I was just about to get online and play this game, and you called me.
Yeah. Like, or she call and mess you up. You'd be like, dang.
Man. Yeah, and then you just sitting there with the controller in your hand, like, waiting when the what up? What you doing tomorrow in school? You can't even play the game.
Hey, that's how we had to get it, though, back then.
You know what? Call me at 9 o'clock. My minutes is free. No.
Yeah.
Free. My minutes, bro. I'm on minutes right now. I only got 40 more minutes. Them free, so call me at 9 o'clock. Oh, I got this company. You can call me at 7 o'clock because it's free. Remember, some people had 7 o'clock.
That was Sprint. Sprint.
Was it Sprint? Was 7 o'clock?
Sprint
or
was seven.
One of them was 7 o'clock. I know. One of them was 9 o'clock.
AT&T was 7. Sprint was 9 o'clock. Free nights and weekends.
You be sitting there looking at your phone, texting people. Yeah, I'm gonna call you tonight. Make sure you.
That's it.
I called you last night. You didn't wait. You was asleep.
Texting, man. You be dialing. You mean dialing them numbers? You be.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. That's all. What you got?
Didn't have all the buttons, so you had to hold certain buttons to get the C and B.
You got some news? That's all I have.
Not really. I mean. We got this Bayonetta news. I guess if you want to, it is disrespectful a little bit. You know, I don't know who is it. is it what Nintendo is doing this, or is it Platinum Games, or is it just the way they don't want this actress no more? But the original voice actress was offered, she said $4,000, not $40,000, but $4,000 to do the voice acting for Bayonetta, which she did 1 and 2. So is it, to me, it's $4,000 is not a lot, even for a person that don't have money. Like, you know, if you give me $4,000, I'm like, hold on, like you know, like if you give me $4,000 for like a God of War or something, like Bayonetta is a triple A game. It ain't like it's some indie like small game or something. Like, I was telling my friend the other day, it gotta be more to this. And I looked it up. It's like, it's something we missing. $4,000 is not a lot.
I think the problem comes in these days is that, so it's Bayonetta, right? And yeah, Bayonetta is kind of popular, but she ain't exactly Kratos. You know what I mean? Like, if people show up to Bayonetta and the actress has like a slightly different voice, well, it's two things play out here. Let me tell you. So if they show up and the actor has a slightly different voice, it ain't gonna like be an outcry. You know, oh my Lord, I can't believe. If you show up and Kratos don't sound like Kratos, it's gonna be some problems in the video game world, right? So I think that's the first thing. The second thing is that now they have like this voice AI that can just duplicate the voices. You know, for instance, the Boondocks, right? You know, John Witherspoon died. So they was talking about bringing back the Boondocks. Well, John Witherspoon's son sounds just like him. Like, he sounds just like his dad, right? So he was like, oh, you know, great, I'll play. You know what I mean? I want to get on there and I'll take up my dad's spot. They was like, nah, that's good. We know how to replicate your dad's voice using AI. Using artificial intelligence. So we really don't need you. Yeah. And that's how they're going to do it. So you see what I'm saying? It's just all about like kind of supply and demand. I mean, yeah, take this 4,000 or we just take your voice from these other two games and we can replicate it and put it in the game anyway. It don't matter. You know what I mean? I mean, it's messed up. It's sad, but that's the way things are going now, you know?
Yeah, she's asking fans on her Twitter to boycott the game and use it to donate to charity instead.
Are you buying Bayonetta?
Nah. No. I don't buy them like that, but I know they're big. I know a lot of my friends are waiting. Like, I know a few people like Bayonetta. One of my friends bought a Nintendo. I know Bayonetta's big enough to make the Nintendo or the Xbox and PlayStation fanboys mad, because a lot of people are mad. Like, oh, why is this exclusive? Like, yeah. I bought the first one. A lot of people was mad, but I mean, you know, Nintendo pulled it off with the Marvel, with the Ultimate, I think it's called, or Ultimate Alliance. Yeah. Well, I think it was called Blackgate or something like that. But how you make something that people bought, you know, but I mean, if you can do it, why not? You know, I guess, and Nintendo did it. And, you know, Bayonetta was always a kind of a Nintendo game. I mean, even though it went on Xbox and stuff like that, but Platinum games favor Nintendo a lot. Like, I'm surprised Nintendo didn't buy them yet. It was like, you know, they make a lot of games, even though they were rumored to bring back one of their games for Xbox. I forgot what it was called. Like, it was like some kind of dinosaur game or something like that.
I don't know.
It was something that got canceled. It was a Platinum game, and they said Microsoft might be bringing it back. It was some exclusive Microsoft game. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
But Platinum Games is pretty big. Wonderful 101 and stuff like that. Like, they got more. Yeah. They got money. Like, 4,000 is like, they slid this chick some up chains.
But that's what I'm saying. That's probably what they told her. Like, we got this 4,000 or we don't really need you. You know? I mean, if you really want
to,
you know.
Yeah, and like, it just sucks. Like, yeah. I mean, it don't really, like, I'm not mad about it, but just knowing about it is like, damn.
It's wrong, like, you know, it's messed 4, up.
4,000, like, Jesus, like, and this game is going to do numbers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
4,000, like, they can, like, you know, the first week, they can pay her that, like, part of the first date. The first date, not week. The first date, part of 3 hours, they can pay her that 4,000. Here you go. Like, you count all this money, you count all these millions you making. Oh, there go 4,000, man.
You probably they probably dropped 4,000 while they counted it.
I mean, yeah.
You can get that on the flow. You can pick that up off the flow.
Scarlett, what's her name? The one from What she did? I can't think. No, I'm like brain fart. In the Avengers or Black Widow. You
Scarlett
know,
Johansson.
yeah. When she took them to court, she took them to court
Oh
and knew, like,
yeah.
you know, this movie making money. This movie is making money. Like,
Well,
give me my money. You know,
you know what
like,
that
you
was,
know,
you know what that was about, right? It's
it
because,
was about the movie theater, right?
yeah,
About
if
not going to the movies, they get that bonus,
yeah,
right?
because she took a salary plus she took the back end, which means she gets a portion of what the movie sells are. But
Basically, you get
they took
a
the
pay cut.
damn, yeah, they took the movie and they released it in theaters, which is great. That's the part she gets, but then they put it on Disney
Yeah.
Plus.
But if
So
you
by
put it straight
doing,
to Disney Plus,
yeah,
like, you
then that
cut that
cuts
money,
into,
period.
yeah, that cuts into the ticket sales. That's what she was suing for. You can't do that. She
And to me, it's like it's not very, it's not similar, but it kind of is a little bit. When you do something great, and it's like, you know, I'm pretty sure they have bonuses and, you know, and reviews and stuff, like, oh, you know, the voice acting is good. But I mean, I don't know if I'm overdoing it though. Like, is Bayonetta's voice really, you know,
Well,
is it
that's what I'm
really that
saying.
iconic? Is it an icon? Like, you know, it's a big deal when the guy don't play Joker. I forgot his name.
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
Yeah, Mark
Yeah.
Hamill. It's a big deal when an actor plays that voice or that act or the Joker because
Yeah.
of that. But
And that's the
is
point
people
I
going
was
really?
making, you know? We're not
If
talk we ain't talking
yeah,
Kratos here. Like
does people know the difference if this story didn't come out?
Probably not. They probably I'm telling you, no,
Like,
if
am
she
I
didn't
going to play? Are you going to play that game and be like, his
No.
voice sound different than
If
part
she,
one?
I'm telling you, if she
Well,
didn't say nothing, nobody would have ever known.
I'm not going to play this game
Yeah.
because, I mean, originally Bayonetta was a half naked
That,
witch,
see,
you know, so.
that was my point I was making in the beginning. If you turn on God of War and Kratos don't sound like Kratos, you're gonna be like, hold on a minute, nah, ain't no way. And you're gonna hit the internet. But you turn on Bayonetta and the voice is slightly
But even if
off.
they got somebody close with a deep voice, though, you might not really,
But
really.
you gonna know, no, fanboys are gonna know. You know they gonna know. You know they gonna know.
Well, I wonder how did this come out, though. I mean, I know it came
Because of
out through
her.
Twitter, but I wonder what the average fanboy knew.
Nah, I
But
doubt it. It'd have been a very small outcry.
and it's kind of obvious now, like, you know, when people play it when it come out, people, of course, people are
Yeah,
gonna
they're
be,
gonna be
oh, the
listening
voice
for
sounds different now. But would you would have known that if she
it.
didn't come out and
No,
say
I
that?
doubt it.
That's
I
because a lot of
still.
people are gonna be, oh yeah, the voice does suck. The
Yeah.
voice actually does suck.
It'd have been like maybe it'd have been just a whisper across Twitter. You know what I mean? It wouldn't have been nothing major, I
Yeah,
don't
because
think.
Bayonetta does have a big following. Like, I do give it that. It does.
Yeah,
It
but
is big. You know, like, it
I
is
mean,
like
you
in
might
that
not even
frame
notice
of like
now,
God of
even
War,
though you
not God
look.
of War, but Devil May Cry, Ninja
'Cause
Gaiden. Like,
I mean,
it falls in those.
I imagine they're gonna duplicate her voice, so I imagine you probably might even notice now when the game do come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's why she went on Twitter though and probably said it something. Because
Yeah.
in these trailers, nobody never said
That's
anything
what
when
I'm
they first
saying.
showed it 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But to me, I wonder how the story just came out now. Because like the voice acting has been done part, like, I'm pretty sure like a year ago or something, or
Who knows? People in their mode. Maybe I don't know. Man. Who knows? Anyway, before we get out of here, I got two more things I want to
I got
mention.
one more thing I
Oh,
want to
go
talk
ahead.
about. One more thing.
Go ahead.
About this new thing they started doing with the cell phones,
What?
with the what is it? Overwatch started it with the cell phones. How you have to have
Oh,
verify
yeah.
your phone. I just read recently that certain carriers like Boost Mobile, like, is like, you know, if some Boost Mobile players can't get into
Ain't that the
these
drug
games
dealer phone?
prepaid, like a Walmart prepaid phone. The reason why I mentioned that is because I seen that Call of Duty's doing it now, and they're very specific on its PC. I guess that's their
Okay.
way of stopping, like, you know, the hacks, but
Yeah.
they had to hurry up and correct that for console players. A couple of my friends at work got prepaid. They were like, well, I guess I can't play it if they make it, you know, but like, you know, I guess like what to me, what did you get out of that? Like, you know, your cell phone, like, what are they gonna cancel your cell phone if you cheat or something? Or I don't understand
Yeah,
that.
but I guess it's easier to track you by your carrier than if you got on prepaid, they don't know who you are. But
Yeah, it's almost like if you buy it from, like, I guess, like the Red Box. If you rent a movie from
yeah.
Red Box, you can just go get a prepaid and rent
Yeah,
40
exactly. That's
movies
why you're
and take
not
it
allowed to
home.
do prepaid on Redbox, right? Redbox don't take
But you
prepaid
take
from it.
away a lot of your sales with people with like Boosts or Walmart
Yeah.
prepaids, and it's
But
like.
Yeah,
so.
but that's what it is. It's all about being able to track you. Anybody can go get a prepaid and be like, oh, hack the game up real quick and be gone. You know, you don't know who it is.
But they figure, I guess, if you got, I don't know, the way they look at it is it seems like if you got a PC in Call of Duty, you got money. You better go get your own. I see it's people on there legit that says they can't play Overwatch because of the cell phone whole situation. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, this is where we come into nowadays? Like,
yeah,
but you know, that's just, you know, they started doing that too with the cell phone feature. Well, even on Twitch, like I was on Twitch a couple of months ago and I noticed to talk to certain people, I had to verify my phone.
Oh, really?
I guess for like bullying and if you tell somebody gonna kill themselves and they actually do, you might get charged now.
They got your phone.
That person went and hung themselves when you told them to. I don't know if it's like that, but
it has happened before. It's happened before.
And that's a law, right? Ain't that like some kind of law? Like,
yeah, it happened to this girl and her boyfriend. She told her boyfriend, I think it's on Netflix. She told her boyfriend to go kill himself, and he did. And they tried her.
So you really got to watch what you say nowadays to people. And it's like now they finding ways to track you to know for sure now. You know, and like, you know, a lot of people always say, you know, they're listening anyway with Xbox and PlayStation and all that stuff. But now, they know, you know, too, at the same time. But yeah, that's all I really had to say, really, was those two.
I got two little small things. One, I played Scorn. I was gonna do a review on it. I just don't like that game. That Scorn, it came to Xbox Game Pass day one. It's like a horror puzzle game. I just wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't.
I was watching somebody play that before I joined, and I watched literally for like 2 minutes and left.
Yeah,
and
it's like it's everything.
Like, what is this Doom looking game?
Yeah,
or whatever.
But it's like all puzzles. Like you gotta just keep solving it. I don't know.
Go play Portal if you want to do puzzles in first person.
Yeah, I played like maybe almost an hour, and I was like, you know what? I don't like this. I'm done. I'm not gonna review this. So I'm not going to review Scorn. And the second thing is I want to touch on a little bit about Warner Brothers developer. What's their name? It's Warner Brothers, but it's Gotham Knights developers. I forgot their name. But the developers of Gotham Knights came out and basically said that the reason that Gotham Knights is only running at 30 frames per second is because they had to develop for the Series S also, which I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I just don't. I'm not a developer, but come on now. You're like, you got other games that run on Series S and everything else, and you can get 60 on that. And all of a sudden,
this is a potato.
Yeah, they call it a potato. They call the Series S a potato, and yeah, they badmouth the Series S. And
I mean, to me,
WB Games, but what's the? I'm trying to think. What's the developer?
That's gonna be the downfall once we go fully next year. And that's gonna be the downfall of a lot like that system is gonna suffer. They already delayed like frames for certain games with that system. Like the X version is getting it today. Yeah. You know, we're coming back in a couple of weeks with another update. You know, so it's like already companies are already trying to go around this.
Yeah,
like, you know, because they got to equal. They got to be equal and treat both systems the same because they're technically both next gen, even though
Rock
Series
Steady.
S is not
their name?
Fully. Yeah. Microsoft Steady ain't going to come out and tell you that it's next gen. You know, it isn't next gen. They're going to come out, you know, they're going to tell you, they're both equal, you know, but they're really not, though.
So what I think in the future is going to be, so like Series S is like bare minimum next gen. Like that's, you know.
It's next gen by the frames.
Yeah, and it's the lowest next gen. It's the cheapest, lowest way you can get into next gen.
Hey, you can play this game at 120 frames, you know, even though it might be 1080p or below maybe.
So what I think in the future is like I think Xbox, so I think like the Series X, right? In the future, is going to become the Series S. Like, they're going to have a more powerful Xbox, but they also going to have the Series X that still will be able to play the games and next gen and all that. It's just not as powerful as this, you know, this 8K, whatever they're going to come up with, you know, 144 frame, you know, whatever the next Xbox is. You understand what I'm saying? It's just going to be like, So,
I mean, that's the reason why Sony went with the whole two systems just without the disc drive, you know, because like they didn't want to split the developer. You kind of change. You have to like have a separate team for Series S. Not separate team, but you have to have some people to be like, you know, that's your job to downgrade this game as much as you can to get this running on this Series S. We have to keep this game at, you know, 60, 120 frames. We gotta make it equal.
I don't believe that 30 frames per that was a Series S prevented them from going higher than 30. It's games that run at 60 on the
But if right it now. Is, I mean, like I said though, if it is and it's an open world game, you know, and I'm pretty sure it is hard. So people like me or anybody just playing solo,
the story mode. Goes, you can't get 60 on story mode? Like,
and they go 60?
You know,
For sure though, without knowing the studio or developer, it's gonna come out for 60. They're gonna do a 60 frame update.
I mean,
they never said it wasn't.
Yeah,
but they didn't. You know, just day one. A lot of people are making it a big deal. For all we know, it could be. You know, it could be a week. It could be a day after or something.
They should have said multiplayer, like locked at 30 for multiplayer. Story mode, we can 60. I mean, they could have did that at least. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
I don't think it's no game that came out on the Series X or S or whatever. It came out at 30 frames though. That's the crazy part.
I don't know one, but that's what they said. Man, I don't even realize frames.
It's not even last gen.
I don't even realize frames anyway when I'm playing games. Like I'm not sitting there go, oh, look at that frame dip. You know, I don't.
I mean, you could tell though. Like if you go play Spider-Man at 60 and then go and then put the ray tracing fully on and everything, you can tell when you start swinging.
Oh, really?
You're not gonna tell with Batman because you're not gonna play it at 60 day one. So, like, I mean, everything you've seen in videos and stuff is not going to change. That's all part 60 or whatever, or 30, whatever. So to me, it's not like a game changer. It's not like, oh man, but it is disappointing though. Like, you know, so for some people, you paying $70, you know.
Yeah.
You're paying $70 and I'm playing on PlayStation, you know. So you telling me that Xbox decided to downgrade their system is the reason why I got to play it at 30 frames now on PlayStation? Like, why is PlayStation not getting the 60 frames in Series X? Or, you know, like I said earlier, you know, Xbox don't want to split the community up, the developers like that, you know, so they put these games equal. But why does PlayStation or other, you know, PCs not suffer? How come they let PC, you know, go
sense. Yeah, it's a whole lot of things that go into that I don't quite.
It's almost like you can blame Xbox, but you still have to blame the developer. Because, like, they're just like, okay, make people know. Let people know, basically. If you want to blame that system, put the game at 60 on X and PlayStation.
Yeah,
if you want to blame that system. And then put it on X or S and see why is it so messed up. You know, not to say you want to put out a bad game.
And like I said, Rocksteady is a good developer, but it just made it sound really lazy to me, man. Like, really lazy.
That's not Rocksteady, though. That's Montreal something.
Somebody else. Okay.
It's a studio who made Origins.
Oh, okay.
Batman Arkham Origins. Rocksteady is working on the Suicide Squad. That's their game they're working on.
Yeah.
But to me, like, you know, I'm a Batman fan, and you know, I'm a Batman fanboy, but it does make me think though, because when you go play Last of Us and put it on 30 frames, it's a difference.
Yeah.
Go play Spider-Man.
Well, I'm glad it's not Rocksteady.
Next time you go play Spider-Man, put it on ray tracing and 4K fully and watch how you swing through the city. It's gonna move slightly different. It's not gonna move where game changing.
Yeah.
But you gonna know, you gonna be like, yeah, I'm about to go put this back, you know, where I had it at, because it's a difference. But a lot of people don't see that when they play it like that, you know. Like when you play a shooter, you can tell it's 30 frames if you play a shooter. You know, you could be like, why, you know, this move kind of slower a little bit. Yeah. So you can tell the difference. Like,
I'm
you know,
I'm glad it's not, you know? I'm glad it's not Rocksteady, because they doing the Suicide Squad game, you know, and you know, I didn't want all that. It's gonna be locked at 30, you know.
I guarantee you that's not gonna be no 30 frames.
Yeah.
That's more of the AAA studio.
Yeah. All right, man. That's all I got. I guess we can get out of here. It's a little shorter than usual, but I think we provided some good info.
I mean, we got some good games coming this week. Well, some
names. Are you getting Gotham Knights?
It's a lot of stuff I've been playing, like, you know, like Last of Us and Saints Row kind of fell off a little bit. It slipped off big time, like, for me. That story just not really. It's not the gameplay more. It's more of the story.
I think I'm gonna get Gotham Knights. I'm waiting for the reviews, to be honest.
I mean, to me, if the reviews are going to just say that it's 30 frames, but it's a good game, like, I'll probably end up getting it regardless. But yeah, you know, if that's gonna be the biggest complaint about that game being at 30,
I don't care. If that's of course I'm gonna get it, but. Yeah.
Everything I've seen so far, it looks good.
I just hope it ain't an 8. I hate when stuff's an 8. Because when it's an 8, I'd be like, man, I don't know.
I mean, if I had to guess, it would probably be an 8 or 7.58.
It's probably going to be an 8. If it's a 7, I'd be like,
the story is really, really short. And like the multiplayer is like, you know, something wrong or something like that. But I like I said, I hear with the 60 frames in the 30 with this, I guess, systems. Something with the tethering or something like that, or with the co-op, they said.
Oh.
Like, like they want it on sync, I guess. Oh, okay. If you throw it at 60 and 30 with different systems, it might run funny. So, to me, it seems like they took a chance with this game being co-op.
Yeah.
You know, and they did, you know, we didn't talk about this, but they did announce a 4-player co-op mode coming later on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly.
It's coming later in November, I think.
Yeah, which... Yeah. To me, a 4-player co-op mode, 30 frames, sound like, you know.
What appealed to me about that game, though, was like in a co-op, it said you don't have to stick together. Like, you can go off. Like, you know,
you can do missions, they said, but the main missions you're going to be doing
together,
with co-op
with
your friend. Yeah, but you could do, I think, like little side stuff and stop robbery.
But you don't have to you know, it ain't going to give you that warning, like you too far away from, you know, and all that.
Yeah, a lot of these games, they'll just teleport you. They'll teleport the host.
Yeah,
like they'll teleport the person to the host.
I'll wait for the reviews to come and I'll see about Gotham Knights.
It should be coming soon. Like, you know.
Yeah, the game come out in, what, 4 days? Game come out Friday, huh?
Yeah.
So
one thing you really, it's weird nowadays, you really can't trust some of these review sites. Like, I just seen a lot of people been pointing out that IGN don't like sports games. You know,
they review
2K, you know, NBA 2K like a 6, the same as Saints Row, which a lot of these like websites gave that game 7-8. And if you look at Tiger Woods or PGA, I think it's called PGA or something.
Oh, they gave that like a 3 or something, huh? Didn't they?
A 6. They gave it a 6. But then if you go to Metacritic, everybody is an 80 and up, besides IGN. So it's like, and then you look at 2K, and then you look at that golf, you know, it's like, do they like sports games or?
So I heard the rap on like with that was like, they feel like it's the same thing every year. Like they just,
but they blame NBA though with the whole microtransactions. But they said it was one of the best 2Ks though, like defense and the shot meter was so good.
Yeah,
they taught nothing but good if you watch their video review of that game. But
it'd be like a 6.
Yeah, oh, 6 because microtransactions.
Yeah, but that's every year. Like, it's every year with the microtransactions.
Exactly, but you praise the game for being so good though.
They
like
really, I know they gotta pay the players, but they really need to somehow make that game free to play and just microtransactions. And just update it, you know what I mean?
That extra $70, an extra $200 they get, you know, $150 edition, $100 edition.
You pay $70.
I mean, you're not gonna turn down that money if you still getting it.
Yeah, you pay $70, and then unless you plan just by yourself in the season, if you go try to play in the park, you're gonna have to spend some money.
and a lot of people they don't really talk about that game like, you know, like a lot of other games, like that game. if you don't got no connection or internet connection, that game is dead pretty much. You can't play story mode. That game is like an online only game. It's having the free to play perks, you know. And a lot of these games is
the game's like if you paid $70 for Fortnite, like that's what the game's like
every year.
Our
annual fee. Basically, you just want to call it an annual fee.
Yeah, you have to pay Fortnite every year.
Like Overwatch just did. Well, not Overwatch. Well, forget I said that, because Overwatch is free to play,
Yeah, it's
but
free to play,
they got
yeah.
other stuff in that game. But NBA does it, and that's really the only game too that you have to pay to win. A lot
Yeah.
of these games you don't have to pay. Like, a lot of people realize, like, don't realize, like, you can play Fortnite
Oh yeah,
and you
you
can
don't
let
have to
your
do
kids
that,
play
yeah.
Fortnite with nothing,
Yeah.
that your kid can be the best in the world at that game and just have default skins.
Yeah.
But the thing about that is having, like, people want to be cool with the
Yeah,
dances and the skins,
that's
and
how my kids be like, oh, he's a default. It's like, oh, you know what that mean?
yeah. And then at the same time, when I got into it was just like, you know what, I play this game, I support it. I didn't pay 60, 70, whatever. So
Yeah.
I support some stuff I like on there. Like, I like a couple of skins, Batman skins. And
Yeah.
then when you get the battle pass is actually worth it. You can earn the next battle pass and the next one, and the
Yeah,
next
yeah,
one. So
yeah.
you
My
really don't have to
stepson, that's
pay
what he
nothing.
does. He earns the next
Yeah, if you're
battle.
good
Yeah.
at the game, you only got to pay $10 and that's it. You don't got to buy
Yeah.
you get the skins with the game. They have characters, free characters, dances. You can keep doing that
Yeah, that's how
if
my
you really
stepson
want
is.
to.
He earns his battle pass every time. He
But
just
you
play with
see stuff though, like, oh, you get on there, you see LeBron, you see Black Adam,
him.
you be The Rock. He be looking like, damn, like that $20, and it be $15 for a little dance. They go $15. You be like, dang, like, man.
All right, man, we're gonna wrap it up. Thank you everybody for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Hopefully, about to end it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. What you about to say?
Don't forget, man. What was your Halloween game,
It was
man?
Scorn.
Oh, you said Snow.
It was Scorn. It
Okay,
was
so yeah,
horrible.
I mean, mine's was Last of Us, so ain't
Yeah,
nothing changed, I guess.
mine was Scorn, and I didn't like it, so that's why I didn't talk about it much.
So, what you been playing this week?
Played what did I play this week? Scorn and what did I was playing something else.
He said it must not been there.
It must not, yeah, it must
Some
not been
on
that
Game
good. I don't
Pass. Or
remember.
some on Game Pass.
Probably. No, I went it wasn't on Game Pass. What was I playing? Was it Cyberpunk? No,
Did
I
you
didn't play
finish
any.
Cyberpunk?
Nah, I didn't play any Cyberpunk this week. Man, I don't think I played, I think it was Scorn this week. I think Scorn, that's it. And Mario Kart, but I play that every week. Yeah, I think
Well,
that's
I
the
ain't
only
gonna
thing I
prolong
play.
this episode. I've been playing the same stuff, so
Yeah, I didn't think I played that.
Splatoon.
Oh,
I've been playing a lot of WWE.
I
Yeah, y'all want to
downloaded
follow my stuff, follow me on Twitch. Late God MVP. I do play that a lot. I've been playing that a lot lately because the AEW game apparently is not coming out. They won't tell me no good news, so I
I
want to
downloaded
actually just WWE.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I'm gonna start playing that. I downloaded that on I think game, I think it was Game Pass. So I'm gonna start playing that because I haven't played Assassin's Creed in a little, forever, and I heard that one was good. So I'm gonna start playing that. But yeah, man, I don't think that's. I think Scorn, and that was it. That's all I played this week. I didn't play
Said
much.
life has been messing us up.
Yeah. I'm trying to get some games in though. I might go play right now. Nah, I won't. I can't. But I might go play later today. Play something. Ooh.
That's all I really had. I just wanted to see
All
what you've been
right.
playing. I haven't been playing too much of this,
Yeah. All right,
We'll have
man.
a lot more in the next 2 weeks. Call of
Yeah.
Duty story.
Call of
Call of Duty
Duty.
stories actually this week with Batman if you pre-order the game digital.
Yeah. Oh,
So if you
yeah.
did
That's
that, that's
right.
gonna kind of take away from Batman a little bit.
I
You know
need.
them Call of Duty fans, that they gonna reserve that game. You get it digital. I think it's
Oh,
digital only.
everybody I know that play already reserved it.
It's smart on Call of Duty's end though, because they know a lot of people most likely gonna play that game online. So
Yeah.
they know they throw the story out a week early. If they put a lot of time into that, they want you to play it, obviously, so
Yeah.
you got a week, and Call of Duty story is always about 6 hours. Six hours, 8 hours. So they give
Yeah.
you a week to beat it.
All right. Well, thank everybody for listening, and we'll be back next week.